is a labor of love called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. It's actually the Beyond Good Day. Say it again, Doug. You notice that about once every month or two, I say this because I'm acknowledging that I don't know where my eye teeth are. My tongue gets caught behind them and I can't see what I'm saying. And so there are words that get run together, sort of strung together sentences.
It happens.
More so than usual.
Yeah. How's your sleep load? Have you been sleeping okay?
I have not. And I
That's
was
why.
Saying earlier that this whole business is so surreal. I was just on the phone to one of my suppliers, as a matter of fact, and I was explaining to him how all the money comes out of New York. And just dry. And so everybody says, oh, I understand. But it's kind of a surrealistic reality. To understand how much we're all tied to New York. Now, having said that, I have a way for you to take comfort. Take comfort with the Exogen Accurate Temperature Read and enjoy some me time or you time because you deserve it. This football season, the folks at Exogen have invited all of you who are moms to celebrate the season with your own special pass. This is kind of cool, Richie.
Yep.
A $25 gift certificate or gift card from Visa.
Yep.
$25 Visa gift card that you can use for your own special enjoyment. Mom, get a movie. Mom, get a manicure. Mom, have dinner out with your husband. Mom, go to dinner with your friends. It's your choice. It's your special pass. It's brought to you by your friends at Exogen Temporal Thermometers. Just send your smart mom tip of the day to Facebook.com/Good Day Show. That's Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Jennifer's going to monitor these tips. The tip of the day, start right now. You can tweet us at Good Day Show. We'll pick the winning smart mom tip of the day. So we actually are encouraging these to start today, Richie.
Yep.
When do we start giving the $25 Visa gift cards?
We'll start giving them away next Monday.
All right, so we'll have...
We'll get warmed up for a couple of days, and then we'll give one away every single day.
Every day, a gift card from Visa. You can use it any way you want. This is very cool, actually. The Smart Mom Tip of the Day might include, how do you fight a cold? How do you keep your children from getting the flu? How about a tip on a quick and easy family meal? Chef Louie will be interested in that. How do you get your children to do their homework and have fun with their homework? That's worth a couple of tips.
That's the hard part, yeah.
Yeah. How to manage your family's schedule. How to manage your family's money. Anything helpful, any information at all.
Just neat mom tricks that you want to share.
Right.
With everybody else here.
Make your family run smooth.
Facebook.com/good day or Twitter.com/good day. Mm-hmm. Give us your tip, and the best one of the day, we will give a $25 Visa gift card.
Right.
Smart Mom.
Starting Monday. So get at it now. Go to, this won't jam up our Facebook page, but it'll make it pretty interesting. We can pass these on, too.
It's just good stuff. It's nice to be able to share information and tips and tricks and how you get things done at home.
So this is all brought to you by the Exogen Accurate Temperature. See, there I am with my mouth again. It could be that I just had some blueberry pie, though. You think that is helping?
That
should make your mouth happier.
The Exogen, it's all sugar.
Have you ever tried one of these Exogen temporal thermometers?
I have not, Richie.
If you have kids, it's the only way to go.
Right.
Yeah, it's the one.
What makes them worth, why do you say that?
All you do is it's got the rubber tip on it, a round rubber tip, and you swipe it across their forehead, and in 2 seconds you have their temperature.
Really?
No sticking.
You swipe it across the forehead, and that's it.
If you go to the hospital, you will see these things.
Really?
You swipe it across their forehead, and it takes 2 seconds to get their
way better than the hard way if you catch
my drift. Let me tell you something. even the ones where they're kind of electronic and you stick in their ear for 10 seconds, that's kind of a
pain
because it's hard to get a good read if you don't put it in right.
So this literally is a plastic thing?
It's like a rubber gray. It looks like an electronic. Thermometer with a gray round rubber tip on it that has a plastic end.
Wow.
And then all you do, literally right now, take your finger and swipe it across your forehead.
Now
that's all you do.
Really? So these are available at most of the drugstore. Right.
We're going to be giving some of these away to closer towards Christmas.
The Exogen Accurate Temperature.
Yep.
It's called, is it a thermometer?
Does it's a temporal that? Thermometer, yes.
A temporal thermometer. So the Exogen Accurate Temporal Thermometer?
Yep.
All right. I'm very interested in that. It's nice that you know about this, Rishi.
I have kids.
All right, exactly. That's why you have the expertise. Yeah. Temporal thermometer. And like, I remember that Jennifer reminds me of my mother taking that wonderful little device and sticking it in that orifice and holding on. You know, you squeeze
Luckily,
your
we never had to do that. Yeah. I mean, as a kid, I had to do it. Well, as a kid, no, it was under my tongue.
Really?
I'm sure when I was a baby, it was.
Mm-hmm. No. It was, right. Uh huh.
It brings back good memories.
Ah, wonderful memories.
Back in the good old days.
All right, so anyway, the Exogen Temporal Thermometer and the folks that put this on the market want you to have the expertise or sort of gather. Remember the old gather your rosebuds while ye may? So gather your info while you may and post the tip of the day on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or at Twitter, @Good Day Show. The Smart Mom Tip of the Day, a $25 Visa gift card every day starting next Monday. I think going through Christmas, right?
Yep. Through January. It's going to end in a big Twitter party in January.
A big party.
Yep, be fun.
13 past the hour. We have story time here on Good Day, and that information from Jennifer and Richie and me, and then Uri Geller will visit with us later on this hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews. From the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another? If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life.
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Now, 16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Beyond Good Day Hour. Let's let Jennifer have the floor here, Richie. She has a story, and I may add my 2 cents worth after she. I always do that, though, don't I?
You're always going to tag on to my stuff. I know how you are.
Help yourself.
All right. So, you know, everybody's been talking about who's edging who in the presidential election. Is Romney really ahead? Is Obama getting some pushback after Hurricane Sandy? And his response, is he looking a little better these days? Well, if you need something a little lighthearted and a little fun, there are some very wacky ways to predict winners of the presidential elections. These are all based on things that have happened in the past. So let's see if we can predict a winner, shall we? Let's see which ones are right.
Yes.
Okay, so the first way that people predict the presidential election is with Halloween mask sales.
Right.
Okay, the winning streak on this is whoever wins this is 4 for 4 in their presidential win, and the it looks like, and of course all the numbers won't come in towards until the end of the week, but it looks like Obama is the winner on this one. He's sold more masks than Mitt Romney.
So that means the winner, the one who sells the most masks is the winner of the presidential campaign?
Correct.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I have to say that it would be boring to wear a Mitt Romney mask.
Right.
Obama has a better mask.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I don't know why, but it's just more fun.
Bigger
to wear.
Ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more, his features are more easily pronounced.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay, now maybe, Rich, you can help us with this one, because the Redskins play number two in the wacky ways to predict the presidential election. Whoever wins the last home game for the Redskins before the election, the incumbent party stays in power. If the Redskins lose, challenging party takes the White House. And the winning streak on that is 17 out of 18 elections. So have the Redskins had their last home game yet?
They had their last home game. And no, they did. They didn't. They were in Pittsburgh, and they lost. They're on a bye this week.
So it would have been the week before.
Would have been the week before, and they won.
Good news for Obama then. All right, now the
two for two, Jennifer.
Two for two, right? You don't like this game, do you, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, this one will favor.
No, I'm sorry, they lost. They lost to the Giants. They lost.
Okay,
to the Giants.
So there you go. So Romney gets one there.
So far. Okay. Okay.
Now, winning streak on this next one is 8 for 8, and the prediction here is Romney. This is a complex political science model that is based on the University of Colorado professors, and they boil down economic numbers and essentially say that Romney will win in this one. So Romney's got 2 to 1 over. Yes.
Right.
All right. Online gamblers. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Winning streak on this one, 2 for 2. Their prediction is Obama. It's basically just betting like you would in football, who's going to win. And their bet now is that Obama is the favorite to win the election.
Mm-hmm.
That's been good for 2 of 2 elections. Now, the stars. We like to look to the planets.
Look at the
stars. We like to think spiritually, correct?
Right. Yep.
Well, back to 1880, they've looked at all the planetary shifts, and the stars, the people that can read it, say that Obama will win. So far, winning streak on this is just 1 for 1, so take it for what you will. 7-Eleven coffee drinkers. If you guys have been to a 7-Eleven, you can either buy an Obama blue cup or a Romney red cup. So far, on 3 elections out of 3, they've had the correct answer, and Obama is winning in this category over the other Romney red cups. You can check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else can we look at? The LA
you got
Lakers.
You got any more bad news? That doesn't sound like good news to me.
That's back and forth. The LA Lakers championship game. Winning streak on this one.
Silly. This is. Silly.
Isn't this funny?
Silly,
I know.
Yeah,
the winning streak on this is 8 for 9. The prediction here is a toss-up. So you've got kind of a look. John McCain was the one that lost the last time around. And then the World Series winner. 16 out of 23 have picked correct ones. Which league wins the World Series is how you decide. So the American League lost, which means that Obama usually, the Democrats go with the National League, the American League goes with the Republicans.
Great. Yeah. 21 after the hour.
That one's
good day.
For Obama.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from TerraGanics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The day with Doug.
Here's host Blake Butler talking to Obama.
Obama?
Rich McFadden.
If you build it, they will come.
Jennifer Horn.
I'm by myself, but romaine tends to be easier for me to use.
Roberta Fasinelli.
I don't even have to eat it. I'll just apply it to my thigh.
Doug Steffens, the day. The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.
Doug Steffens, the day.
How about 24 past the hour on the Beyond Good Day Hour? Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Roberta being in New York means that she's not connected to anything.
I just got a Facebook update from Roberta. She says, sitting in the car with the engine on, drying my hair and charging my phone.
How do you dry your hair? You got a plug-in thing for
if
a dryer,
if anybody,
too?
Roberta could do it, maybe with the air conditioning or the heater, I would imagine.
All right, we have five fun factoids for those of you who are in the Halloween spirit still. You know, the best place for trick-or-treating in America apparently is Bridgeport and Stamford, Connecticut. Stamford,
not,
Connecticut.
Not this week.
Not this week, yeah.
Yeah, I would think not. No, this is according to a Halloween Hall Index from last year.
Is that like the cool rich people that give out the big candy bars?
Stamford is a very wealthy community. Yep. Let's see here. Fun factoid number two. A quarter of all U.S. candy sales occur at Halloween. The top seller this year, Snickers, which was number 10 on that list of the worst candies you could give to your children. Wasn't that, Richie, the other day I did that?
Yeah, it was one of the worst.
Snickers,
yeah.
One of the
really?
Worst.
Yeah. It has peanuts. Yeah, it's supposed to make it healthy.
Caramel, which is kind of natural.
Yeah. Two of the four basic food groups.
That's it, yeah. Number three on the fun factoids of Halloween, 1978 movie Halloween was shot on a budget of $300,000. It became one of the highest grossing independent films ever made. It has so far over the years that it's been, how many different Halloweens are there? Chuck told us. Were there four or five of those Halloween movies?
At least,
something
if
like
not
maybe
more,
more,
yeah.
So the franchise apparently is worth about $3 billion. That's a lot of money. But that's how much they've taken in with all these movies. And it doesn't cost them anything to produce them. That seems to be the case with the Halloween movies, or scary movies in general are not expensive. Remember Blair Witch Project? It cost $35,000 to make,
bucks, yeah.
And it brought in jillions, lots of money. Another fun factoid about Halloween, Ron Wallace of Rhode Island, grown the largest pumpkin in history. It was weighed in last month at 2,019 pounds.
This thing's a hoss.
Big, 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 big stuff. And also another just fun thing that you hold during the Halloween season. Remember Harry Houdini?
Yes.
The famous musician, good Doug. The famous magician, he died on Halloween. 86 years ago.
Oh.
That kind of spooky.
Spooky, isn't it?
Hi, Richie, what do you have to add to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
You know, I'm sitting here reading, and I'm trying to understand this. Is David Frost still alive?
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, apparently he just interviewed Paul McCartney. And I didn't know that David Frost was still alive.
Yes, he is.
And the interview is going to air on November 9th on Al Jazeera's English channel.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the crux of the interview is that McCartney is saying, leave Yoko Ono alone. She's not to blame for breaking up the band.
Yeah.
Now, in the same conversation, he goes on to say that she was the reason that John changed. And John wanted to go into a different direction. So while he says she didn't break up the band, she is the reason that John changed and decided to leave the band. McCartney goes on to say, if you're going to blame it on anybody, blame it on our manager, Alan Klein. I was fighting against the other three guys who had been my lifelong soul buddies, and I wanted to fight Klein, even throwing a mock jab at him when he was talking about Klein. So now I'm not sure, A, I'm glad to know that David Frost is still alive. B, why is this interview airing on Al Jazeera? C, did Yoko really break them up or not? And where is Aaron Klein now? Is he counting his millions?
Mm.
Alan Klein.
Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera.
Al.
Isn't that funny?
Jazeera. There's something about
all the
name.
Places.
Al Jazeera. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time is 33 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Now, Uri was supposed to be around, and now he has vanished, just like the magician that some people think he is. He gets upset when he's called a magician. He thinks he's just a mind motivator. I guess you could take it any way you want to. Is it magic, the thing that he does?
I will tell you.
I want to talk about Halloween stuff.
We were just one of the guys here in the office. We were just talking the other day about Uri, and when he came in here and bent my spoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not magic.
Come on, baby, bend my spoon. It's all about energy.
Still to this day.
Yep.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Energy. It's about energy. You know what? One of the things that he teaches us, Richie, is that you can make up your mind to do anything or to be anything, to get over anything. You can make up your mind. You can really take the power that you have, we all have, and make it work for you. You just have to be persistent. That's all. You've got a special talent. You're a unique creature. You've been endowed with the capacity, even the power, to create a desirable picture inside your mind and to find them automatically printed in the outer world of your environment. Think about what you want and not what you don't want. Why would you want to put into your mind something you don't want to have happen? Put in your mind what you do want to have happen. You will gradually grow into a condition that you desire. You'll be, if you have this habitual mental attitude that puts good thoughts first, then that condition will prevail. I just think so many people are so used to going down the wrong path. And we are clobbered every day by the news media with all this fear stuff. Everything's bad, everything's horrible, everything's going to go to hell. So it's very difficult, unless you can picture yourself vividly as a winner and then, you know, follow it through, if you will, to the end result that you want, then you got success. Your dreams will come true. I just think that you got to figure out how to get yourself away from the distractions of everyday life. And if you can, good for you. Congratulations.
You know,
help yourself.
And then there's this.
Yes, Rich.
I'm just kind of cruising around looking at stories.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a wedding party in eastern Saudi Arabia Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
23 people are now dead.
Really?
Because they had celebratory gunfire. You know, they just hold the guns in the air.
Stupid. Yeah.
Where did the bullets go?
No. No. It cut an electric cable.
Oh.
Which then fell on a metal door and electrocuted and killed 23 people.
Oh, my.
Okay, so that's awful. It's terrible. And we've all seen footage of them taking guns and shooting it up in the air, and you always wonder, where do the bullets go? Where do the bullets go?
Yeah.
You know, apparently, they went to the point where Saudi Arabia had banned shooting of firearms at weddings,
mm-hmm.
a popular tradition, apparently, in some of the tribal areas.
Mm-hmm. Not too smart. All right, so now we have found Uri. Uri does want to come on, and he wants to talk about why Obama will lose the election. So, Uri Geller and putting his mind on. All right, so Uri does join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50, and the multivitamin they used for the study, Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
All right, so it's now 21 and a half minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Beyond Good Day program, which is really, in this hour, we focus on stories, and one of the great storytellers is Uri Geller, who is a mind-bending, powerful, a thoughtful, provocative human being who has had much impact on many people in the world. So it was with great curiosity that I saw you, in essence, look at the election in America and talk openly about why you thought the president, current president, would not be reelected. Would you like to share those thoughts with us?
Well, Doug, you know, I kind of created a risk around what I said, but I truly believe that Obama will not be reelected. And I know you're all going to go for my throat if I'm wrong. But
no, I'm not gonna, nobody would do that. There's wishful thinking, there's
everybody's
hopeful thinking, there's
predicting
facts.
Or hoping one way or the other, Uri. So it's it's not that big of a deal for you to step out here and do yours.
And besides, you're not voting in America. You're not an American citizen. So your observation is from afar, if you will, or askance. And so that maybe gives you a little more credibility, plus the fact you really do know how to get into people's heads. So what is it that you think is the primary reason Obama doesn't win?
Well, I think that Romney has an important message, which he conveys very cleverly to the people with his charisma and naturality. He has something that people trust and like about him. His ads are not negative. They're not vicious as Obama's. And he's a successful businessman. And I'm asking you, was Obama a successful businessman? No. People are looking at the economy of the United States. The Libyan attack, the terrorism around the world is important, but the most important element in everyone's life in America is to live a better life, to have more money, to be more successful. Now, if Romney can show that very powerfully in the coming days, I am successful, I was successful, and I will turn the economy to be successful for the American people, they will go for Romney. People are tired. People see that Obama hasn't delivered exactly what he promised. Doug, this is very rational, very logical. You don't have to be a mind reader or a prophet or a messiah to say what I'm saying. And that's what's going to happen, in my opinion, unless the natural forces of force majeure, the big storm, the tragedy that occurred in the last 3 days in the United States, the storm that killed so many people, has affected the voting system. I don't know that. I don't have the time and the means.
If it did, or it wouldn't affect it positively in Obama's way, because it's all East Coast and it's all the populated areas. Which
okay, so I said what I said, and we just have to wait and see what happens. Doug, very quickly, who do you think will win?
Romney.
And you guys, all of you, who
Romney.
Do you think will win? Quickly.
Romney.
Okay, there you
now,
go.
Now, as I thought, based on what we're projecting, because we all want Romney to win, it's not as objective, some might say,
to
listen to
I did not think McCain would win.
I didn't think McCain would win either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, under the circumstances.
But if you look at the polls, it's been going one way for Romney and the other way for President Obama. So.
And again, remember, I think Richie just made the good point, and Uri, that most of the news that's being generated about the storm affects people who are already in states that were going to vote for Obama anyway. I don't know how New Jersey was going to go. New York State, you know, would go that way. Was New Jersey? Where's New Jersey on?
I think New Jersey was an Obama state.
Yeah. Red and black. Yeah, I mean red and blue.
Blue.
So, I mean, that's the other thing also, Uri. The people who were white who voted for Obama, and even some of the black voters who voted for Obama, unfortunately, race brought with it a whole different dimension of thinking about how to do this. And what really bothers me isn't so much that kind of thinking, but the overall thinking, and it had to do with Mrs. Clinton as well, that we make a big deal out of a woman running for the presidency or a black man running for the presidency, when in fact these are human beings. They ought to all be weighed together and considered as equals. But by the very fact that people emphasize, oh, she's a woman or he's a black man, that really does kind of connect the divide. There's a lot of divisiveness here. I know there's racism in England. You go to Japan all the time, which probably is the most racist country on the face of the planet.
Well, look, Doug, going back to Romney and my own psyche and ideological outlooks on the world, we all know that I'm, you know, Jewish, born in Israel in Tel Aviv. I'm a Sabra, and I want Israel to survive. And I haven't seen anything in the last years that Obama created or did to stop the Iranians from amassing nuclear weapons.
Well, in fact, he's trying to get people to believe that he has. There was an announcement that was made a week or so ago that there were secret negotiations going on between the U.S. and Iran, which turned out to be a fake or a dud. I'm remembering back to 2000. You were a big Al Gore supporter because he was a big supporter of Israel.
Correct.
That often is a predicator as to who you want to see as victorious in the White House. Al Gore, actually, because the popular vote was more in his column than in Bush's column, should have been the president of the United States. That's another whole can of worms that we're trying to deal with here. And now, if you get the popular vote, you still can lose. And that may very well happen next Tuesday. And so as you put your mind on this, people are always asking you to make predictions. I'm not sure that's fair because the energy can change. But have people been asking you, who do you think, who's Uri Geller think will win the presidential race in America?
Yeah, you know, I get a few phone calls and emails from journalists and just ordinary folks around the world. In my answer to them, I don't really, say that I believe that Romney will win. I'm waiting, but since we're very open on your radio show, and gosh, you know, we've been doing this for 15 years now.
Good Lord.
Can you believe it? I've been doing your show from airplanes, from boats, airports.
I actually think I thought it was longer than that because we met at KBC, and I was there from 94 through 96. So I'm thinking that we met, that we actually have been doing this for 17 years.
17 years.
I think 17
coast
years.
Coast, heard by millions of people every Tuesday or Monday.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But, well, Doug, we are all waiting. Obviously, the news is...
what do you think the sense is? You're a British resident. What do the Brits think, and the Europeans, and people that you've talked to elsewhere? You've been in the Ukraine this week. You travel all over the place. So,
Doug, if I pick any paper here, whether it's the Daily Telegraph or the Guardian or the Daily Mail or the Sun, the front pages are occupied on sex scandals. I mean, it's crazy.
So they're not covering the American election?
And when you get to page 16,
wow.
Then you read about, Obama and Romney.
Hmm.
It's rather,
There hasn't been a lot of coverage of the storm. I was out to the BBC the other night, and their lead story was what was going on in New York and Washington with the storm.
Yeah, but this storm is, was a mammoth story because of what it created and how many lives were lost.
Yeah.
But by the way, were you affected in Boston?
Yes. Yeah, we had a dramatic. As a matter of fact, there's still some rain consequence to it because the storm sort of turned around to the right and is heading up the St. Lawrence Seaway, and with it brings still a little bit of cloudiness and rain. But it really has affected what I can do on the farm because there's so much saturation of water that you can't get on any fields, and that's the same thing. It's minor in comparison to New York City, which will be out for maybe a week or 10 days and not able to do business. You can't get into any business in New York.
Daniel, my son, who is a New York attorney, he can't go anywhere because the subways are flooded.
Yeah.
Taxis hardly run. There are no buses. And he's basically locked in his apartment and working out of his apartment.
Yeah, pretty frustrating.
I also spoke to a good friend of mine, Bob Williamson, who is a manager of one of the big hotels in New York. It's packed up with people who can't go home.
Can't get out. Yeah, amazing.
They're sleeping in the lobby. But anyhow, Doug, we all wait and see, and I'm quite curious of what will happen during
the next time we talk, there will be an election to talk about for sure, and there will be, no matter what happens, we are individually, and this is what I said earlier this morning before you came on, we all can, in our own mind, visualize our own success and visualize what we want, and that's what you got to work on one way or another. You really want somebody to win? Use Uri's Mind Power Kit and make it work. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
All
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Doug Steffen, good day program. Yeah. It's time now for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, who is in charge of the Pet Show, thepetshow.com, Pet Show on the radio. Pet Joe, he's Mr. Pet. Mr. Pet, I wonder what his wife thinks about that, Richie. We call him
Mr. Does that
Mr.
make her Mrs. Pet? Pet?
Mrs. Pet.
Mrs. Yeah. Pet.
The Pet folks, they are. Well, anyway, Warren is here with some of the blogs from the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com. Lots of animal stories and news coming right up here on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here. The Halloween custom of going door to door. Some people bring their dogs. Good idea or not?
Stupid idea. Dumb idea. Really dumb idea. First of all, the normally friendly dog, the dog that loves everyone in the neighborhood, the kid next door, the kids down the block, now he's walking down the street, and the kid down the block, Johnny, who's normally a nice kid, is dressed like Martha Stewart and just freaks the dog out. So it's not a good idea to take you. Plus the fact there's all kinds of candies and wrappers on the street that the dog can pick up. So it's just not a safe time. They're teenagers out there. Yeah.
One of the things my dog would not accept is being inside when all of this fun stuff is going on outside. So what I used to do is while my wife would take the kids around the block is I would stand out on the front porch and hand out candy with Patch in, you know, with a leash right by my side.
That's fine. You had total control. But what happens is a lot of people that take their dogs trick-or-treating on Halloween, there are teenage kids out there that do all kinds of weird things.
Yep.
So you just got to be really, really
careful. Yeah, hey. I mean, I don't know that I would have taken him around the block.
And I don't dress my dog up for Halloween. My dog is butt naked on Halloween.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Hey, I got some quick tips for everyone. I know you guys talk, just one quick tip. I know you guys talked about the storm a lot, but let me just give you one tip, and it's really important, and no one's talking about it. If you live in an area that was flooded, even minor flooding, whatever, when you take your pets out for a walk, please do not let them drink out of the puddles. It could be very, very toxic. I'm already getting reports from veterinarians about that, so be real careful about that.
All right, there are blogs in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com that we follow that normally are postings from the PetShow.com, Warren Eckstein's website. Here's a story of a lady who gave $2.5 million in her will to take care of her dog. And one would wonder how far, you hear these stories once in a while, Zsa Zsa Gabor had how much money set aside for her dogs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So is this the largest you've ever seen in one of these?
No, there's been larger, but usually they're brought down. But let me be honest with you. In my will, I have a trust set up for my pets if something were to happen to me and Denise. There's a trust set up for them.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, they're not going to get a lot, but they're getting whatever I have. I think it's an okay idea. I don't think that anyone has the right to tell someone else what to do with their money. And if they want that money to go to take care of their dog, as long as the dog is alive, $2 million. What's her name? The Queen of Mean from New York City. What did she leave a dog? She like
Leona Helmsley, wasn't
it? Yeah, she left billions. So I, you know, a lot of people joke about that. It's a stupid idea. I have a trust set up, so there's someone that's going to take care of my pets.
You told me I was the beneficiary of your trust.
If you want to be, you got a piece of bubble gum and a Snickers bar. Literally, I do. I have someone set up as a trustee until my dogs move on, and then the rest of the money goes to charities.
One of the other things you blogged about is how to introduce a second pet to your first pet. If you have a dog and you want to bring another one in to the family, how do you do that?
Well, you know, I wrote extensively on first pet psychology, and it's real important. It's different with dogs and cats. If you're introducing one dog to another dog, you never want to introduce the two dogs where one of the dog lives. Otherwise, the dogs can be possessive. Just think about a guy coming into the garage and using your tools. So introduce them on neutral territory. That's really important. When it comes to introducing cats one to another, cats recognize each other more by scent than anything else. So scent swapping. Rub a towel on one cat, let the other cat live with it, vice versa, and everyone will get along just fine.
Then live happily ever after.
There you go.
There's the prescription from Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.